Chug-a-lug.
And with us, we got Bob DiBiasio of the Indians with his courtesy of Dale's Market in Delhi, 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Hey, good morning, Bob. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderfully. Good morning to you, boys.
Okay. Before we get to the top three beer incidents that occur at Cleveland Stadium, let's go on to talk about this weekend against the Angels, sweeping them and getting in a good position to continue on with this winning streak, I think.
Yeah, we're playing obviously very well now for over two-plus months. I think since June 1st, the best record in all the major leagues. I think we have the fifth best record in all the league right now. This weekend, our bats came alive, but I think it was really our pitching that, was the key to winning three straight against the Angels. That's an offense that scores 5-6 runs a game, and our pitching held them to 7 total for the three game. Shane Bieber outstanding yesterday. So a little bit of both. Some great pitching this weekend and bats coming alive. That's a good combo.
Absolutely. I don't know if it's been – is Shane Bieber like our number one? If we were to do his playoffs, would he be the guy that would be starting at this particular point?
I agree with that. I think so. I think he's on such a nice run. I think Terry talked about it last night after the game that he likens him to Corey Kluber. When they get in their rhythm, they can hold it for a long period of time. And Mr. Bieber getting win number 11 and putting himself in the record books next to the great Herb Score, getting to 300 career strikeouts in Indians history, second fastest pitcher to do so. But Mr. Herb Score is leading that group.
Quite amazing that Herb's name last. I know last year where a lot of our pitchers were, all these record books, every week there'd be something with strikeouts or total wins by, the pitching squad or whatever. But when you start a season like this and you're, he was the fourth, number four pitcher on our roster at that particular point. Now doing what he's doing, obviously one of the reasons that the Indians are really on a tear at this particular point.
No, absolutely. It's pitching still our strength, and Shane coming up from our minor league system, being a guy that we can count on each and every time he takes the ball. Special athlete for sure.
How are the new guys fitting in the clubhouse?
Oh, they're doing well. It's fun. It adds a little bounce to the step. You get some new guys, especially at the level that we got. A Yasiel Puig brings an incredible presence all unto himself. And then Franmil Reyes, another incredible presence, big man, two big, powerful right-handed bats that really energized our dugout. It's going to be fun, to see them really settle in and be a part of this lineup as we move forward. Big weekend coming up for the Tribe. We still have three more against Texas tonight, tomorrow, and then Wednesday afternoon. And then we're in Minnesota for four. Big four-game set at Minnesota this weekend, so that'll be awfully fun to watch.
I was talking before we went on the air with you that I'm wearing a backup pair of glasses, so I don't really have real good close-up. I'm trying to read our pitcher for tonight. Who's our pitcher on the mound?
Oh, Aaron Savali. He pitched, came up and did a spot start for us from the minor leagues and shut out, I think it was either Kansas City or Detroit in that start. So he's getting his second opportunity to pitch in an Indians uniform. That'll be fun to watch tonight as the young man, again, gets a chance to pitch in the big leagues. We are playing so many games in a row that we need to get down to Columbus and bring up some pitching as we go through this stretch of a lot of ball games in a lot of days.
Yeah, and well, we got our bullpen kind of saved thanks to Shane Bieber yesterday, so everything's good for today in case they're needed for whatever reason, not putting anything on the young pitcher, but we'll see what happens tonight. Again, they take on the Rangers. Now, let's go back over this weekend. I go on Twitter, and I see this 30-50-second thing of Baker Mayfield in a what was going on? I mean, what can you explain? What was happening there? I mean, other than
I actually happened to be at that moment in the suite next to where a bunch of Browns players were in Job game, and so I'm sitting there, and next thing you know, there's some commotion, and he stands up and shoots the beer and turns around. He's wearing a Lindor jersey, gets the crowd all fired up, which was really a lot of fun. And the way baseball is, the great goofy game of baseball, that Kip hits a two-run homer, and then Frankie follows with a three-run homer. We hadn't had many hits, I think one prior to that, and hadn't scored yet. Next thing you know, we put five on the board, and we just told Baker that those five runs were all on him, that he got the crowd and the team rolling. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah, get to work on a Baker bobblehead. You know, that would be my next idea for that, too. I don't know what it would be.
In a Lindor jersey.
Sure, exactly. Not since Joe Charbonneau claimed to open a bottle with his eye socket have I seen a sports figure adding some lore for Indians baseball. But that was great to see that, and just kind of a fun thing that takes place. And it's good to see other, you know, the sports teams get along, and we know that there's a friendly competition between them as well. And we all hope the best for the Browns, but good to see that they're there supporting the Indians. Again, the Tribe and the Rangers tonight. Bob, thanks for your time this morning. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds great, boys. You guys have a great week. Go Tribe.
Absolutely. Go Tribe.